Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in John chapter 18, verses 19 through 27, and this is what it says in the International Children's Bible. The high priest asked Jesus questions about his followers and his teaching. Jesus answered, "I have spoken openly to everyone. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews come together. I never said anything in secret, so why do you question me? Ask the people who heard my teaching. They know what I said." When Jesus said this, one of the guards standing there hit him. The guard said, "Is that the way you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I said something wrong, then say what was wrong. But if what I said is true, why do you hit me?" Then Annas sent Jesus to Caiaphas, the high priest. Jesus was still tied. Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They said to him, "Aren't you one of that man's followers?" Peter denied it and said, "No, I am not." One of the servants of the high priest was there. This servant was a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off. The servant said, "Didn't I see you with him in the garden?" Again, Peter said it wasn't true. Just then, a rooster crowed. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, the fact that you predicted Peter's denials and talked about a rooster shows me again that you are omniscient. You know, you are sovereign. You know what's going to happen. You see into our hearts, you see into our minds, and you also see into the future. And that's just a reason for me to bend the knee before you, to realize I'm out. I can't do this on my own. I can't figure it out by myself. I don't know into the future. I barely even know my own thoughts. I am trying to untangle my thoughts from the past, and you know it all, and you had predicted this. I know that there must have been anguish in Peter's heart and in his mind after he heard the cock-a-doodle-doo. And so, Lord, I know too that there have been moments in my walk with you and probably even over the last week where I have been faithless and I have tried to fix me without you. And so I ask for your forgiveness again. And for those people who are listening today, we just lay our hearts bare before you because we acknowledge that you already know what's there. You already know what we're going to do. You know when we're going to rise. You know when we're going to fall. You know when we're going to fall asleep. You know when we're going to wake up. You know it all. You are the King who knows everything, but you're also benevolent and sweet. And you have made it because of the sacrifice that you enacted on the cross. You have made a way for us to be right with God the Father. So I thank you for that. You also are Christus Victor. You have made it, you have become victorious over the grave and over sin and over death. And so because of that, we bow down today and worship you in your eminence, in your power, in your all-knowing, in your all seeing ways. Lord, we love you and we revere you and we worship you. Lord, we don't want to worship the created. We want to worship the Creator. And Lord, as I've read through Romans 1, it says that people have chosen to worship the created rather than the Creator. And after a while, you give people over to their own lusts. You give them over to do the things that they should not do. So Lord, preserve us. Please, through the power of your Holy Spirit, preserve us from being given over like that. Instead, today, we choose to have faithfulness toward you. We choose to name your name and worship you publicly. We choose to count it a privilege to suffer for your name's sake. That when we do, we are completing the sufferings of Christ, as Paul said, and what a privilege it is to bear the scars of Jesus. So thank you. You know, it's not an easy thing for me to do, but I thank you for the trials I'm walking through. I praise you because a lot of times these trials are acting like thorns from Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, where he finds out that he can be well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions for Christ's sake. For when we are weak, then we are strong. So we thank you today. We choose to drop to our knees and thank you for the suffering that we're enduring right now. And we ask for that joy in the midst of that suffering. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to sponsor the show, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. I do love to paint, and I'm not awesome at it, but I do enjoy doing it. And if you support at the $5 level, you will get a free digital painting. It's an actual real painting, but I have to scan it and send it to you that way. I'm not going to paint everybody an individual picture because that would take me so much time. But anyway, you would receive a painting every month at the $5 level. So if you're interested in that, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thank you so much and have an amazing day. You are so, so loved. Rest in that.